Hey people, do you want to polish your watch like a professional for under 20 bucks? Well, today's episode is being sponsored by Cape Cod Polishing Cloth, the only cloth that cleans, polishes, and protects. Order your Cape Cod Polishing Cloth kit today. Go to www.capecodpolish.com. In the kit, you get 12 metal polishing cloths, a buffing cloth, and a pair of reusable gloves. It's the best 20 bucks you'll ever spend, and you'll love the results. Okay, on with the show. On today's episode, I want to talk about how former President Barack Obama was spotted wearing Rolex in public at the Invictus Games in Toronto. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. What's going on there, watch fans? It's I'm Dave Honda, and welcome to my podcast. So I wanted to talk today about how President Barack Obama was spotted last week wearing Rolex at the Invictus Games in Toronto. For those of you who don't know, the Invictus Games is an international pre-Olympic style multi-sport event created by the advisors of Prince Harry. And former President Obama was there in attendance to support Prince Harry, and he was spotted sitting with Prince Harry, and he was wearing a Rolex, and which is the first time that the president has ever been spotted wearing, a fine mechanical Swiss watch in public, and it's the first time he was ever spotted wearing a Rolex in public. But he wasn't just wearing any Rolex; he wasn't wearing the run of the mill Submariner or the Day-Date, or the Sky Dweller, or something that would be contrived or pretty, what everyone else wears. Like, he chose to wear a Rolex Cellini, and a Rolex Cellini is a dress watch, and it makes sense because he's a very classic guy. The Rolex Cellini is white gold. It's a three-handed watch. It doesn't have a date. It has a second hand. It has some very clean markers and some really, really striking hands. It's very symmetric. It's very understated. And it fits him well. It kind of flies under the radar. Cellini is not something that Rolex normally, that you normally see someone wearing, especially of his stature. He could be wearing a Patek. He could be wearing a Jaeger. He could be wearing an F.P. Journe. He could be wearing so many other watches, so many other Vacheron. He could be wearing so many other watches that are known for making dress watches. But he chose to wear the Rolex Cellini in white gold. And this is a great model. This is a great piece. This is one of the few pieces that in the Rolex Cellini collection that I would actually wear. It's not my favorite watch, but it's definitely, it's Rolex's own, mechanical movement. It's automatic. It's got a second hand. It has that nice coin edge bezel. It's a great size. He wears it well, and it looks really good on him. And you can clearly see he's wearing like a nice, collared shirt, blue collared shirt. He's sitting next to Prince Harry. He's sitting courtside, and he's wearing the watch, and it's getting as much screen time as he is in terms of, it's just so iconic. It's iconic for Rolex in a way, but it's also nondescript in a way. It's kind of like a paradox, because the average person doesn't even know what a Cellini is. They don't even know Rolex makes Cellini. They may not have even heard of Cellini. So from that standpoint, it makes sense. I would have thought the president would have worn something like an IWC or something a little bit even finer, but it kind of makes sense. Rolex is the king, and in fact, Rolex design language and their Cellinis is pretty timeless. A lot of people, they don't take it as a serious Rolex, but it is. Especially in the last couple of years, they've cleaned up the collection and they've made it really, really nice. And the price points are decent. It's for a white gold watch under $16,000. That's not bad at all. It's a good price point, especially for something with an in-house movement and something that's in white gold. The Cellini is reference 50509. It's 39 millimeters in white gold, and the retail is 15.2. So this is by far the most expensive watch the president has ever been seen has ever been spotted or seen wearing. I read somewhere that if you were to take all the watches before this one that the president is wearing and has been spotted wearing, you could buy that for under $1,000, because he was known for wearing inexpensive watches when he was president. But now that he's not president, he's kind of following the suit of President Clinton, who was known for wearing an Iron Man when he was president. And then when he, you know, I was lucky enough to work with the president and got him into Panerai watches in 2004. Like that, I think the former president Barack Obama is now getting into watches. And it's kind of cool. It's not the obvious choice for me. Like, I would never think that, you know, you leaving office, the president would want to go wear a Cellini as his first watch. But it kind of makes sense. He wants a reputable brand, a well-made brand, but something that's understated, flies under the radar, that can be worn in any situation. And even though he's not wearing suits full-time, he's always dressed pretty nicely in a nice collared shirt and nice pants, and this sort of fits the bill. You know, it's serious, but yet it's an iconic piece, and it's a piece that transcends time. You know, I like the fact that it has no date. I would have preferred if it didn't have a seconds hand, but it's a very, very nice watch. And you know, no one quite knows when they get the watch bug. It just happens, and it's kind of nice. I'd be curious to see in the future how the president's taste in watches evolves. You know, will he get into more complicated watches? Will he stay with simple watches? You know, my theory is he'd probably stay with simple watches. He doesn't seem like a guy with outlandish taste. He seems like a guy with very refined, sophisticated taste. I'm sure he can buy any watch he wants. I'm sure definitely has the money to do whatever he wants. He could wear tourbillon, he could wear rose gold, he could wear, you know, whatever. He could wear other complications, he could wear chronograph. I mean, there's so many from so many different brands, but he chose to wear a three-handed watch, no date, time, and second hand. And it's nice to see. It's really, really nice to see. I will definitely put a link to the watch that he was wearing, which you can see on the official Rolex website. I can absolutely help you get this watch from an authorized retailer at a better price. Again, the retail is $15,200. It's 39 millimeters, reference 50509. Just a very, very, very cool watch, understated watch. And I'm curious, I think we're all curious to see what will happen in the future. You know, because I mean, I know a lot of presidents in Europe, they wear tourbillons and minute repeaters and the most complicated watches. They wear Breguet, they wear Patek, they wear all kinds of watches. So it's nice to see this. I'll keep updating you as we go along, and as the president's addiction unfolds, hopefully, and evolves into something. I'm always curious to see why people make those decisions. I'd love to sit down with the former president one day and talk to him and see where his mind is at and how he got to that conclusion of a Cellini. But you know, you can definitely reach out to me at imatdavehond@gmail.com. I do work on a consultation fee basis. It's $150. It gets you an hour of my time, a couple calls. I guide you, advise you, help you. And if you decide to buy a watch from me within a year, I deduct the $150 PayPal fee that you've paid towards the purchase of a watch. So it's a win-win situation. You get guided and advised from a watch expert. I've been doing this for more than half my life, and if you don't buy a watch from me, that's okay. That fee is for my time. Check out my website at www.amitdevehonda.com. You can check out my world-renowned blog, my podcasts. You can check out Kingsley 1945 Watches, which is a brand I distribute. They're all hand-assembled, styled, and designed in Providence, Rhode Island by the Kingsley Watch Company. You can watch my videos. I mean, it's a very highly immersive blog. You can a highly immersive website. You can definitely pay my consultation fee on there. You know, you can see my requirements of if you're a buyer or if you're a seller looking to buy a watch or sell a watch. So definitely reach out to me. Follow me on my Instagram and my Twitter. My handles for both are at Amit Dave Honda. You can stream my Facebook Live videos that I do on a daily basis right on my website on the sidebar. If you go to the About section, on the right-hand corner, you'll see my Facebook Live, and you can just click on there and see videos I do every day on the most relevant topics within the watch industry. And until next time, rock on and fly back.